Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God the Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Although the fathers of the church could hardly have envisioned it as such, the gospel reading appointed for the 15th Sunday after Trinity is really a perfect one for the first week of the year at a theological institution. This is because that reading touches upon three major themes of biblical Christianity. The first commandment, justification before God, and faith. What is more, these three central themes are, while applicable to Christians in general, particularly relevant to the formation of faithful pastors. Consider the following. While the Lord Jesus Christ did not include those who would enter into Dr. Scare's classroom in his warning concerning worry over proper attire, you best be most concerned in that place. He did most certainly have in mind the first commandment. You shall have no other gods. It's true. As the immediate context of you cannot serve God and mammon indicates. Thus, if you worry about food, drink, or clothing as a matter of God-given vocation, say as a father or elected official, then your concern is well-founded, for worry here is on behalf of another. It is only when such worry moves on to things like what's in it for me and then becomes obsessed with self that you've crossed over the line. And please make no mistake about it. Like that parabolic seed which falls upon the thorns depicts the way in which the cares and deceitfulness of riches chokes off God's word. So these cares and deceitfulness will enter into your lives, dear students, teachers, staff members, spouses, visitors, and preacher celebrant. In turn, we will all be tempted to seek mammon of one form or another. And in turn, each of us will sin and fall short of God's glory by putting it ahead of him. It seems that the good that I would do never gets accomplished in a way that fulfills what God's law requires. Which brings us to theme number two, the matter of justification or righteousness before God. Certainly, we Lutherans are correct in declaring this to be the central article upon which the church stands or falls. Indeed, you can expect this all-important biblical and therefore theological concept to be brandished about much in your time spent in this place, whether you are a student, teacher, staff member, visitor, or guest preacher. However, we would, all of us alike, do well to remember that there is only one place on this campus where such justification, such right standing in God's presence is bestowed upon sinners by the Lord of the church himself. And that place is here, in the services at Cramer Chapel. And so, while justification is nice to talk about, be it on the basis of the scriptures or the Lutheran confessions, it is oh so much sweeter to participate in. Therefore, to that end, we who do sin and fall short daily have arrived at this place, which is God's kingdom on earth. The one holy Christian and apostolic church. This church is a place marked out by the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ, a place where the sacraments are administered in accordance with the divine word. The Christian Church, God's kingdom on earth, to be found as an heavenly oasis for all who have ears to hear, which is another way of saying all who have faith. Yes, faith. Our third and final theme for this day and every day. Faith, that which stands back and freely receives the gifts that God offers in his Son, Jesus Christ, he who is the author and perfecter of our faith. Saving faith, which is the gift of God, not works, lest no one boast. The faith of Christ Jesus himself, tempered and tested through trials and struggles, sufferings and cross, until it was laid bare. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit, the Savior said. So then, in this one little moment, with this grandest of all actions, the Son of God made man for our sake and our salvation, kept the first, and for that matter, all of the commandments, thereby obtaining for us righteousness before God and authoring saving faith. Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are, my glorious dress, midst flaming worlds in these array, with joy shall I lift up my head. If the lilies of the field are more beautiful than Solomon in his glory, imagine how we who are washed pure in Jesus' blood appear in God the Father's eyes. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity dwells in bodily form, and you have been given fullness in Christ. In him you were circumcised, not with a circumcision made by human hands, but with the circumcision done by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. Yes, indeed. Justification, the justification before God, won for us by Christ Jesus on the cross, is best enjoyed when we participate in it. For truly, this is good food given to us in the proper season. So then, to that end, Christians come now to eat, made free by Christ the crucified, in the water of baptism and word of absolution. Come now, free from worry, to receive your food and drink at the hands of him who died in your place, him who has become your all and all, him who will give to you everything. Truly, your heavenly Father knows what you need, and in this meal you do receive it all: forgiveness, faith, comfort, assurance, and life. Yes, in this meal, all things are added to you and me, for it is the Lord's Supper, and happy are we who are called to it. Praise be the holy name of Jesus. Amen.